This class is an introduction to our series, How to Survive Sitting. What I will present to you will significantly reduce the stress of sitting and will illuminate the problem in such a way that I think you will forever be able to sit in a healthier and more functional way. Please come to your chair. Separate your feet about shoulder width apart. Put the pads of your fingers upon your forehead. Your elbows are forward, and then just slowly increase the pressure of your fingers on your forehead so that you lower yourself and you become round. And then you slowly come back to the neutral. Neutral is looking forward toward the wall in front of you, toward an imaginary horizon. As you exhale, your elbows are more or less forward. You use the pads of your fingers on your forehead to just create a hundredth of a gram of pressure, and that's enough. That's enough to lower your head, and you feel your back moves backwards towards the back of the chair. And then just return to the neutral position. You exhale as you lower yourself. And indeed, your whole self is lowering. You can feel your chest becomes lower and smaller, in fact. And your elbows move down, and you just feel where you can reduce the effort. Now, see if you can feel that as you lower yourself, your neck gets a little longer. And then as you come back facing forward, your neck gets a little shorter. And then you lower yourself as you exhale and feel how your weight of the pressure of your pelvis on the chair changes quite dramatically. The weight and pressure of your pelvis on your chair moves toward your sacrum. Your weight moves towards the back of your pelvis, and your pubic bone, where the two halves of your pelvis join, your pubic bone is tilting a little bit toward your head. Good. Now, please just rest for a moment. Bring the pads of both hands, except for your thumbs. Your thumbs are resting, relaxed, and touching your head. Turn yourself to the right a little bit, just what's comfortable, say 20 degrees to the right, as if you wanted to see something on your right knee, and then slowly round yourself again. And then slowly come back. And you pause between each movement, just feeling where you can do less. That's really the only important thing. You'll find that this unique combination of guided attention with an A, and movement is what so effectively produces new information for your brain. Now, can you feel that when you stay turned to the right and you lower your head and your back gets round again, but can you feel that your weight, when it goes backwards, it goes over your left hip. You begin with your head and eyes turned to the right, and then you lower yourself by increasing the pressure 1/100 of a gram on your forehead, and see if you can feel that as you get round, your weight goes backwards onto your left hip and off of your right hip, in fact. Look at me for one moment. I can lower my head like this, and I can lower my head like this. Can you see in the second way, I'm going forward? Do you see that? I'm going forward. I'm not actually getting round. Here, my weight is actually moving backwards, not forward. So see if you can turn to the right, round yourself, and let your weight move backward. Let your spine get round. Rest for a moment. Close your eyes and just feel the right side of your neck, the right side of your face, your right shoulder compared to your left, the right side of your neck compared to the left. And now slowly turn your head and eyes and torso to the left a little bit, as if you wanted to look at something to the left of yourself. Just turn what's easy. And now slowly do the same thing. You get round and you lower your eyes, your head, your spine gets round, the middle of your back goes backwards. You can feel that your weight this time is moving towards your right hip. If you allow your lower back to get round, you'll feel something very interesting, that you're turned to the left, but when you get round, your weight goes backwards. If you try to stay over your left hip, you lose the mobility in your spine. Slowly, you rest between each movement. This is not an exercise. Exercise, we have the idea that repeating something over and over again will get us somewhere, change us, improve us. We're not interested in repetitive, mindless movement. All right. Very good. Stop for a moment. Come back to the middle. Put your hands on your legs and just observe if somehow the left side of your neck feels different. Something's changed the left side of your face. Good. Bring your hands to your forehead again and just slowly lower yourself, lower your head, get round and see if you can allow the rounding to round your spine, that the whole of you gets round like a little bug that when it retracts, it rounds its whole self. In the United States, we call it a June bug. A little tiny bug that gets round, and you round yourself, let your pelvis tilt backwards. And please come back. And now walk around for a moment just to take a break. Please come back and sit on the forward edge of your chair. and bring the pads of your fingers to your forehead again, just lightly, softly. I'm not pushing, I'm not tensing my hands, and slowly lift your head a little bit as if you wanted to look up toward the ceiling. As you exhale, as you feel where you can do less, not more, it's not a stretch. You'll see that if you keep doing less, you will foster communication with your brain. If you make the movement strong and stretch, you'll see that the communication with the brain is hindered, because your brain has to be concerned with not straining a muscle, with not doing too much, with keeping your balance. But if you make the movement small and exhale, because exhaling helps to relax your involuntary nervous system, and feel how now the back of your neck is getting shorter and your chest is lifting. Very good. Please put your hands on your thighs. Rest for a moment and just observe if anything feels different in your back, in your chest. And now put your hands on your pelvis, just so you can feel what changes, how your pelvis moves. And see if you can, while just your hands are resting on your pelvis, right hand on the right side, left hand on the left side, see if you can slowly tilt your pelvis forward. You stay sitting where you are, but you tilt your pelvis forward so that you feel from behind that your lower back arches a little bit. If you like, you can put one hand behind your lower back and feel how your lower back, those vertebrae, which are very large vertebrae, are tilting a little bit forward. And your sacrum, your tailbone is tilting ever so slightly backwards. So just do that slowly. As you exhale, you tilt your pelvis ever so slightly forward. Your pubic bone is tilting down toward the floor, isn't it? As your tailbone goes backwards and up a little bit. Just make it simple, not strong. Remember, a strong movement actually inhibits using the incredible potential and intelligence of our nervous system to assist us. And it's not a matter of having to tell our nervous system to assist us. This is the inherent property of our nervous system. Now, slowly bring your hands back to your forehead and just slowly lift your forehead. Your elbows are forward and just move the skin. That's all you're doing. You're moving the skin of your forehead up a little bit and see if you can feel, if you stay over your base of support, your pelvis. If you could stay over your base of support, you'll find, oh, my lower back arches a little bit when I move the skin of my forehead up a little bit. I just slide the skin of my forehead up and I find, oh, my pubic bone is tilting down and my coccyx, my tailbone, is tilting backwards. Feel how your chest gets wider. Your chest moves up. Good. All right. Please put your hands on your thighs. Just rest for a moment. You can close your eyes, open your eyes, doesn't matter. But just observe your contact with the chair. All right, please stay in the middle and put both hands on your forehead, your elbows forward, more or less. You don't want your elbows out to the sides. And now slowly combine the two things that we've been doing. You slide the skin of your forehead up as if you wanted to look toward the ceiling. And then you pull the skin of your forehead down a little bit to get round, small. And as you do that, just what's easy, you see if you can allow your pelvis to roll backwards when you lower your head. And if you can allow your pelvis to tilt forward when you look up toward the ceiling. And see if you can relax your jaw, maybe even open your mouth a little bit. Relax your throat. And feel how your elbows lift. And when your elbows lift, you can feel that the middle of your back arches a little bit, not only your lower back, but your thoracic spine, the middle of your back actually goes forward a little, and your chest lifts and widens spontaneously, not because I want you to lift your chest. It's all happening synergistically, that simply because of lowering your head and letting your back move backwards and your pelvis tilt backwards, and then lifting your head and letting your pelvis tilt forward. And you find that it's easier to lift your head with your mouth open. Try once lifting your head and closing your mouth, keeping your mouth closed, even closed tightly. There's something about tightening my jaw that restricts the movement in my neck. And then if you allow your mouth to be open a tiny bit, you find, oh, the back of my head tilts backwards. All right, please just appreciate how you're sitting for a moment, how you're sitting now compared to when we started. Observe if your stomach feels more relaxed, your breathing, and now again, slowly come to standing. And walk around for a moment without looking at your phone, without getting distracted. Just keep your attention oriented toward yourself, feeling even in walking where you can reduce the effort. Where in walking can you relax your shoulders, Beautiful. Please come back. Come back to sitting on the forward edge of your chair. Remember, we said that in the context of how we do the movements, we want to always be oriented toward doing less, reducing our effort. And this is also true for our hands. We would like our hands to be as soft as possible. The only intention of my hands is that little bit of pressure that I need to move the skin of my forehead upwards. That's all. That's the only bit of pressure that we need. So you don't need to do anything special with your arms. There's no way for you or I to be smarter than our brain. All right. Now, please turn to your right and bring only your right hand to your forehead. So you turn to the right as we did before. Your feet are still spread, shoulder width apart, and your nose is oriented to the right, your eyes, but only your right hand is on your forehead. And do exactly what we've been doing, but stay turned to the right. So you slide the skin up and you look up with your eyes, and then you bring your skin of your forehead down a little bit. And you allow your back to get round as you can. In other words, you let go, but still some of you are coming forward. Then when you look up, can you feel that your weight goes over your right hip? And when you get round, your weight goes backwards towards your left hip. Your elbow is making the same movement. Your elbow is lifting and lowering. And then you round yourself, and your weight moves back to your left hip. And then you look up and you arch. Not only do you rest between each movement, but you rest whenever you wish. I'll still be here giving the directions. You won't miss anything, I promise. Now, see if you can feel that your left hip, when you look up, your left hip actually comes away from your chair. So see if you can do that a couple of times. As you look up, you lift your left hip. You lift your left hip a tiny bit away from the chair. And then when you get round, you lift your right hip a tiny bit away from the chair. Hip meaning your pelvis. When you look up and your elbow lifts and your eyes look up, you allow your weight to come over your right hip and your left hip to come a tiny bit away from the chair. And then when you get round and your elbow descends, still feeling where you can do less work, where you can give up trying to do the movement well, trying to do it nicely. In awareness through movement, believe it or not, we actually encourage errors. Errors actually stimulate our brain more than doing the right thing. All right, please stop. Bring your head and eyes forward, your hands on your thighs, just to rest and just observe. Does something feel different? The right side of your face, the right side of your neck, your right eye. Turn yourself to the left. Doesn't have to be a lot. It could be 45 degrees. It can be less. Put your left hand on your forehead and slowly just do the same thing, lowering yourself and getting round and gently pulling the skin. You only need the tiniest bit of pulling the skin to initiate. There's no need to resist that little pressure that's telling you, oh, I'm getting round. You don't need to make a muscular effort. It's as if you're following a little string that's pulling you up and lowering you. Just gently. And now remember, are you allowing your mouth to open as you look up? And then are you allowing your lower back to get round? Are you allowing your weight to move backwards over your right hip? And then when you look up, your weight comes over your left hip. But your torso, your head, you don't move forward over your knees. Come forward again and bring both hands to your forehead and just see if something is a little lighter. Are you seeing further up the ceiling than 10 minutes ago? As you exhale, allowing the weight of the back of your head to go back. Okay. Go ahead and walk around for a moment. Just so you have the opportunity to observe your feeling of yourself. As you walk, relax your stomach, your shoulders, to see if you can generalize this internal orientation that you're having with yourself sitting in the chair doing the lesson. See if you can generalize, take that feeling, that attention into walking. You can, of course. All right. Please come sit on the forward edge of your chair. Stay forward and put your right hand, the back of your right hand, behind your lower back. The back of your right hand behind your lower back. So your elbow is out to the side. Now, if that's uncomfortable for you, just bring the back of your hand more towards the side of your chest. You just have the back of your hand facing forward, or if it's uncomfortable on your wrist, you can make a gentle fist with your hand. But otherwise, the back of your hand is open. And just slowly, a few times as you look up, bring your elbow backwards. Just your elbow backwards. And then you lower yourself and get a little round and get schlumpy, as if you're moving your back backwards. Your spine is getting round. And then you come up and you pull your right elbow backwards. Good. And now switch your hands and do the same thing with your left hand. If you can put your left hand behind yourself, behind your lower back, great. Otherwise, you can bring the back of your hand to the left, toward the side of your chest, whatever is comfortable for you. You find a place where it's comfortable for you. It's not an issue how far your hand is behind yourself. And now slowly look up towards the ceiling and pull your left elbow backwards. And you round, your elbow relaxes. And you might feel that pulling your elbow backwards towards your back helps you to arch your lower back. It helps you to allow your abdomen to go forward and your pubic bone to tilt toward the floor. As you exhale, just feeling where you can do less, where you can make that movement a little easier. Rest a moment, put your left hand on your left thigh. Turn your head and eyes about 45 degrees to the right. Put your right hand on your forehead and put your left hand behind your lower back or wherever it's comfortable for you, wherever it's comfortable. And now slowly, just a few times, as you lift the skin on your forehead up and look up with your eyes and relax your jaw, then you bring your left elbow backwards. Just slowly. You turn yourself to the right. You turn your head and eyes and torso to the right. Only what's easy. And then from there, remaining turned to the right, you bring your left elbow backwards as you lift the skin on your forehead. Your right elbow is in front of yourself, more or less. And allow your weight to come over your right hip as you look up. And remember, you still get round. Don't leave the getting round out. In the Chinese, in Qigong or Tai Chi, they say, in order to go up, you have to go down first. In order to go down, you have to be up. So don't forget about getting round. Good. Rest a moment. Again, observe the feeling in your right eye compared to your left eye, your right shoulder compared to your left. Turn yourself 45 degrees to the left, or just what's easy. Put your right hand behind your lower back or wherever it's easy, comfortable. And then your left hand on your forehead. And you think there's a relationship between your left elbow going up and your right elbow going backwards. It's as if your left elbow going up pulls your right elbow backwards. As you exhale, as you feel where you can do less, your attention is not external. Your attention is not on outside yourself, on what you're achieving, the movement in space, how big a movement. Your attention is internal. As soon as you feel that, I'm having to make an effort to go further, please don't. Please don't. Just stop and get round. Your chest gets flat. All of you rounds and your weight goes backwards. And then you begin to lift. It's not as if it's two movements, two separate movements of your elbows. It's together. One elbow goes up and the other one goes backwards, as if that elbow represents some ancient wing. And you're pulling the wing backwards. You're pulling your right wing backwards. Beautiful. All right. Please stop and just rest in the middle for a moment. Observe your feeling of yourself. Can you feel that as you inhale, your lower abdomen is expanding? You feel that? You inhale simply, but your lower abdomen is expanding easily, simply. And that's different than at the beginning of the lesson. Most of us have a tendency to pull our stomach in when we inhale. But as the state of your involuntary nervous system changes, relaxes, moves into a healthier balance, you'll see that spontaneously your lower abdomen expands as you inhale. And now put both hands behind your lower back, or just where it's easy. The fingers can be touching each other, or for some of you, maybe one hand can be lying upon the other, or your hands are away from one another. And now slowly go ahead and get round as you can allow yourself. And your elbows move a little forward. And then slowly lift your eyes toward the ceiling and pull your elbows backward as if your right elbow was going to come touch your left elbow behind you, behind yourself. And I said, as if. Don't expect at all that anybody is touching one elbow to the other. But you think when you pull the elbows back and you look up toward the ceiling, you can feel that there's something that's cooperative about the elbows moving backwards when you look up. Those two movements are actually helping each other. You feel that? When the elbows move backwards toward one another, your pelvis tilts a little more easily, and you can look up a little more easily, and the back of your head goes further backwards. Your chin comes further away from your throat. And see if you can allow your stomach to come forward. We still get round, completely round, giving up everything. And then you can almost feel that vertebra by vertebra, you can move your attention and feel that your entire spine, from your tailbone, your coccyx, all the way up to the top of your head, is acting in a unified way to make a bow, an arc. Feel your forehead goes up, your tailbone goes backwards, your stomach comes forward, your entire back, your entire spine makes a bow. And of course, then when you lower your head, your entire spine becomes round and makes a convex arc. And then you look up and your pelvis tilts forward and you make a concave arch. All right. Please put your hands on your knees, your thighs, and just take a moment to sense and feel your contact with a chair, the distance from your tailbone to the top of your head. Feel how the weight of the back of your head feels a little bit backwards compared to when you started. You can feel your awareness of the back of your head is different. Again, allow your abdomen to be relaxed so that your breathing can be easy. Unnecessary contraction of your abdomen disturbs your breathing. Your throat. And just observe, there's something uniquely different about the way that you're sitting. See if you can feel that you're actually sitting on your sit bones, that your lower back is arched a little bit, and your stomach is relaxed. And these are some of the hallmarks of healthy sitting. Thank you very much for your attention, and adieu. Cheers.